And then in a blink of time, it'll go up about that high again.
What did you call that second growth?
Dry.
I see.
Dry hay.
Dry hay.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you about cooking here, but I think I have to change the tape here for a second.
You know, I haven't told me about cooking. I'll try my best to quit cooking on account of these afflicted arms.
I see. I'd like to ask your grandmother here something about cooking here. The different things made out of cornmeal have different names, and I'm not sure exactly what some of these things mean. Would you describe different things that you used to make out of cornmeal?
Well, maybe the names don't remember.
All right. Well, when you... ever recall cooking cornmeal in the fireplace just in the ashes? Is that
ash nanny.
Is that right? What was the second word? Ash?
Ash nanny.
Ash nanny.
Well, now, I'm going to tell you the ones you could get. I'll tell you right now, I'd eat one now if I could get it. You wrap it in a little piece of wet paper. You make up your cornbread. And wrap it up in a little piece of wet paper, hard, like that. Then you open the ash down here. And you cover it up good. And then by the time you see the ash go smoking good, you look in there and it's done brown. But it's brown in that paper. Don't you see? The paper burnt off, but you had your ash nanny. What if you call it ash nanny? You blow it. Just clean it and just eat it. That's ash nanny.
Ash cake I've heard of, but ash
nanny. You could have called ash cake or ash nanny. It'd be either one.
And you just blow the ashes
off?
Yeah,
blow it off.
And what is hoe cake then?
Well, a hoe cake is just made up with a spoon. Now, we quit making things and we teach our children. Don't make things with your hands. God said, how clean your hand is, make it with a spoon. Learn to make up the bread with a spoon. My mother learned me that. And I made up my bread with a spoon, I dip it out of the spoon, I put it on that griddle or in that oven, and it cooked by and I turn it over. That was my hope.
I see. That's okay.
Yes.
And what is corn pone then?
Corn bread, why you cook it in an oven with the lid bottom and top, and you make it, if you want big corn, make it look just like it, you lay that on that side, and lay it on this side of the oven, and you lay it on that side, well, make it be enough, got full pump, put the lid on and put a fire bottom on top of the bomb.
What's the difference then between hoe cake and corn pone?
Well, the difference is one a little thinner than
the hoe cake is thinner?
Yes,
sir. I see.
And the pone corn bread is thick. But oh my, it's all good. I don't know what to say with the best.
I see. What's the difference between hush puppies and corn dodgers? Which term do you use?
I don't cook this hush puppies. What? You two are talking about pulling me out of the ball again. Hush puppies. What did you cook make hush puppies out of? To make them out of weenies and light bread.
I don't know.
A hush puppy.
Burned out.
This is my corn bread ball.